And that ball is shot into left field. Fire up the fountains. She's gone.
I love it. I love it.
Fire up the fountains.
There they come.
Fire them up.
With a two-run home run.
That's what we wanted to hear, Spilly, right? We wanted to hear Jenny's home run call.
In the world of TV sports journalism, it's commonplace these days to have women as sideline reporters. But you can count the number of women who've given play-by-play calls in the booth for a regular season game on one hand. And last night, AT&T Sportsnet's Jenny Kavnar joined this elite few when she called a game for the Rockies, including that home run call you just heard via ESPN. And here to give us some of her own commentary is former sports columnist for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central, who's now a professor at ASU sports journalism program, Paula Bovin. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
So the first woman in the booth, 1976. We have seen some examples in college football. Beth Mowins is a name that comes to mind for me. Why did it take so long, though, for Major League Baseball to have a woman making a call in the booth? And do you think it portends something more positive, or is this going to be something where it's sort of seen as, well, isn't that nice, and then there's no progress?
Yeah, that's a great question, one I don't have an answer to. The reason I think it's taken so long is simply, you know, Major League Baseball wants to serve the public, and I think they truly believe that the public's ears are not trained for a woman's voice doing play-by-play. And, you know, that's an adjustment for some people because they're used to sort of a lower voice, but I think Major League Baseball and everybody else has to start giving the public more credit. There will be skeptics, but to have it in this day and age, to have so few women doing play-by-play is ridiculous. It's simply sexist, and it's time to change.
Paula, what's the significance of having a woman call the game doing play-by-play as opposed to being, you know, sort of the analyst person in the booth?
There is a suggestion, and the belief that if you're going to do the play-by-play, you have to have this deep knowledge of the game, which Jenny Kavnar does, which most of the play-by-play people do. And a lot of people that are analysts tend to be, you know, former players, maybe didn't go through the training of what a play-by-play person requires. So there's this sort of institutional knowledge that you have to be able to break down the game. And so why baseball and other professional sports have felt and believed that women couldn't do that is a thought that shouldn't be happening anymore because they should be able to do it.
Any sense of how much pressure Kavnar might have been under last night, knowing what a historic occasion it was?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I don't think she has said as much, but I was just thinking back to, I was at the Colonial years ago when Annika Sorenstam, the great golfer, played for the first time against the men. And, you know, there were people like Vijay Singh saying, if she's playing, I'm not going to participate. And in fact, withdrew. I mean, to me, that's just astounding that a professional athlete would have said that. And I know that Annika said later, in fact, she kind of jokingly walked with buckled knees down the first fairway because it was such pressure. And I'm sure Kavnar is feeling it too, because we know that the cavemen come out on social media after things like this, and you have to deal with sort of the backlash and everything else. But I've been so impressed with how she, you know, has conducted interviews subsequently and talked about it.
Paula, just a minute or so left, and is there any chance we could get you to talk a little bit about your experience? Because I know when you were starting out as a sports writer, and then when you became a columnist, I'm sure you ran into this as well. Do you think there has been legitimate progress made on some of these fronts? Or when you mentioned cavemen on social media, is it still a real big problem? Or are the decision makers figuring this out a little bit better than they used to?
You know, I think there's definitely been progress. I'm seeing it in people who are being hired and higher profile women in different roles and things like that. But I mean, I think back to, you know, Cam Newton, right, who mm-hmm. just sort of made an offhanded comment about a female sports journalist surprised that she had any knowledge of certain plays. And so it certainly hasn't gone away. We're making progress, but the decision makers are the ones that really have to make the decision, give some people some breaks, give them some opportunities, and I think it'll serve everybody well. I mean, you know, we're in a day now where a woman shouldn't have to be able to get on Sports Illustrated only by wearing a bathing suit, and that's what it was for many years. And so that dynamic is starting to change, and athletes are being celebrated. We need to do the same with the sports journalists as well.
ASU sports journalism professor and former Arizona Republic columnist Paula Bovin. Paula, thanks.
My pleasure.